You're listening to Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Thomas III.
We're them damn Indians. We haven't said a word one about Bedlam this weekend. I'm just confident about it. That's how Sooner fans are. We don't have to sit there and talk a bunch of smack and then have our crickets chirp for us after our fucking pistols fail.
Pistols jam.
Pistols failing.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, I guess kudos to their enthusiasm.
Yeah, and I mean, OSU is ranked ahead of OU.
Game day's going to be here.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to be favored. But yeah, game day will be here again. So that's big. It's still OU, OSU, so you never know. Never know what'll happen. Sometimes OU plays down to their competition in these games.
That is true, sir.
But the one good thing is that Lincoln Riley pretty much owns Gundy. And Gundy looks more scared of Lincoln Riley than any other coach he's ever faced, except maybe Bob Stoops.
I mean, he's 0-for with Lincoln Riley, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's beating Lincoln.
So the Sooners are favored by a touchdown.
Doesn't that have to sting a little bit to be, you know, ranked ahead and have a better record and be leading the Big 12 and blah, 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 and then, but you're still a touchdown underdog.
Yeah, their stats are a little bit different than ours, but their yards allowed pretty close to ours.
Their defense is really good. Their defense is a lot better than it's been in a few years. So. I think they'll do all right, man. I think OU's got it. There's no reason to think that OU should get beat in this game. So,
and you know why they're not just saying, hey, we're not gonna have fans in the stadiums. Oh no, they're like trying to sell out. Sell out what tickets they have, you know. Game day will be there. I wonder what that's going to look like.
Yeah. Social distancing for game day.
But it's going to be, I mean, it is Bedlam. And, I mean, don't you almost feel sorry for the O-State fans every year? Because, like, every year they're all super hyped about it.
Yeah, and they always get their bubble bursts.
Always, and like always talking smack too. Like I don't even engage anymore. Like when I was younger, I used to engage, and then I'd really let them have it. Like after OSU would lose, OS boo.
Yeah.
But now I just wait till afterwards and razz them horribly.
Yeah.
Like, can't hear you. Where's all that fancy talk now? Where's all that trash talk now? I can't hear you.
Where's all that fancy talk now?
Mm-hmm. Can't hear you over them crickets. Oh, yeah. I'm getting geared up. But yeah. That's why they play the game. And O-State has done well. But they did get beat by Texas. And we won. So we got to beat them. We'll be back in the Big 12. And it'll probably be us in Texas again.
Yeah.
If it gets that far.
No, I mean, yeah. We still got to see, I guess, how the rest of it plays out. Yeah. It could be.
Well, I mean, and even if nobody goes to the playoffs, per se, The Big 12 championship is still a very real goal every year.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's always the kind of the secondary goal. I mean, that's always the goal as well as winning the national championship. You know what I mean? Like, because you have to win your, theoretically, you have to win your conference championship to win a national.
I was going to say, that's just kind of the way it goes, right?
Yeah, so yeah, that's your natural progression. So you want to win as many of those championships as you can, you know what I mean, still.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm excited about it. I'm going to be at the Main Street Event Center providing the entertainment after the game, which the game kicks off at 6:30, and if it's long, we got to shut down at 11, so... But I'm going to be there entertaining the masses. I don't know how much more I can entertain the masses than Bedlam, but
yeah,
I'm going to try. Actually, when I booked this, I thought Bedlam was last weekend. So I thought that I was all good. That's what you get. That's what you get. But I'm excited. I'm excited to have another live show at Main Street. But please remember, when you come there, I am isolated. Like, I am all by myself. You can't come near me. And again, those are Sapphire's rules. It's just, I thought I would be like in a cage in the front doing my thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm all the way at the back on the stage, which, you know, you would want to be where you would want to be if you could have a whole room full of people, which you can't.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just me in there. Entertaining myself as usual.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, it was a lot of fun outside.
Yeah.
I couldn't see and didn't know, but I was told it was a blast. So there you go. I know I had fun. I know I danced the night away. So there's that. But yeah, mask up. Come on out on the patio. It's a lot of fun. And see what happens this year at Bedlam. It's gonna be interesting. You know, we talked about LSU and their Title IX issues and just their cultural issues. And I think COVID is really bringing, I mean, COVID is revealing a lot of truths, right?
Yeah.
Especially where schools, and not just universities, but all schools, and how they operate and their philosophies and how they enforce their policies and how they create their policies during a time like this. I think it's very telling. I think that a lot of people are realizing how important people in power are at these places. Like school superintendents, they have the power to do it. Will they do it? Some will, some won't. There's no consistency.
Well, it's not because there's no consistency from anybody higher than them. I mean, the responsibility is falling a lot lower than it should, it feels like.
Well, and you know, the governor just put this mandate in about closing at 11, which there's a lot of places that are already close at 11 or earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, make sure your tables are 6 feet apart. Does George's and Carnegie ever obey that? Do you think they ever will? Like, I haven't been in there since COVID, but I've driven by there and that place is always packed still.
Yeah,
it's not big enough to have all those cars there and not be packed in. Right?
Yeah.
So it's like I said, I just don't know. There are probably a lot of O-State fans there. So, it's like I said, I'm just waiting till after Saturday, till after we win, and then I'll commence to the terrorizing and harassment. Because, and I know one thing, it's bad when Texas fans are bad when they win. O-State fans are worse. I mean, they are the worst. You talk about the worst winners. The worst winners. It's like, need I remind you, you haven't even won 20 games against us in the whole fucking series.
In the 100 and whatever years.
Right. Like, yeah. do I have to remind you of that? Because I will, and I'm going to, especially after we win the next time, because we most assuredly will. Because you're not beating us two times in a row. You never have, and you never will. If you beat us at all. So, yeah, I'm fired up. I am fired up.
It's hate week, man.
For real. Yeah. Whew, feel it coursing through my blood, my crimson blood.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, indeed. We are ready. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're Indigenous, we're independent, and we are them damn Indians at Tight Jive Radio.